Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, June 29th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Uncertainty for Iraqi Christians follows a quiet handover. The inaugural peace train ride carries people, produce, and hope to Africa. And a key radio launch in Poland opens doors for the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq, where a quiet handover of sovereignty was done in a secret ceremony over the weekend. Done 2 days early, it was a preemptive strike against terrorists and expected trouble. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the violence preceding the handover was problematic for the Iraqi Christian minority.
We have postponed all training seminars in Iraq because of the increased violence in that area, but we are still sending in literature. We have opened a Christian center in Baghdad, and we're planning other things depending on the climate in the next few weeks.
Dykstra says believers are not confident they'll be left alone as the days ahead sort out the politics.
The Christians in Iraq have been living in fear and in sort of uncertainty because of what's going to happen and kind of unsure of the future. Of course, they put their trust in the Lord, but all these violent acts really ups their anxiety levels.
Next, the fanfare surrounding the Democratic Republic of Congo's peace train is mounting. An inaugural ride on 300 miles of repaired railway ends in Kindu today. The rail reconnects two previously warring but vital provinces in Africa. Food for the Hungry played a key role in the repairs. Congo director Michael Satin.
We're greeted by hundreds of townspeople and villagers who are excited to see the train rolling again. There's a sense of electricity in the air everywhere we stop. There's most certainly a celebration going on all along the railroad tracks. Even in towns where we don't stop, people are dancing along the tracks. Little children are cheering us on and clapping.
Satin says that because the railway symbolizes peace and community, that opens the door for the hope of Christ.
It's a very exciting time everywhere we go. It seems that everybody knows pretty much what's happening. We're excited to be here. God is most certainly moving people's hearts, as well as the fact that we hope this will move them to better living standards.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Pastors in developing nations are looking for basic Christian literature to help them in their ministries. Global Advance's David Shibley says the need is great.
Hundreds of thousands of pastors around the world who are literate, very capable, multilingual, and yet they don't have the resources that they need for ministry. The Lord put it in our heart to provide a vision in the heart and tools in the hands of national pastors and church leaders.
Global Advance now produces Christian materials in 17 languages and has a multi-language website.
2Tim2.org allows pastors to go from the very basics of discipleship and a follow-up of a new believer to also download principles of church growth, church planting, and principles of embracing the Great Commission. We think these are the key elements for pastors and church leaders to take hold of to see their nations transformed for Christ.
We turn next to southern Poland, where HCJB World Radio has finally seen the launch of another full-time Christian radio station partner. After 3 years of waiting, the sign-on brings the number of radio CCM stations to 5. The signal can also be heard across the border in the Czech Republic, so up to 3 million people now have access to the gospel. The radio station is targeting people who are spiritually indifferent. Plans are also in the works to link all stations in the network via satellite whenever finances and government approvals are in place. And Every Child Ministries reports good news from the school ministry team in Ghana, West Africa. Children who saw the van arriving organized themselves for a Bible lesson without teachers or administrators to help. The students gathered on benches, tables, and chairs outside and then set up books and flannel boards for the team. All told, 120 children gathered on their own to hear the gospel. Please keep praying for volunteers to work in the school ministry after the team leaves. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.